This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, The Joy of Restoration. In the message, The Pain of Separation, we considered the original relationship between God and man. This was the perfect relationship for which we were created, a relationship where we understand our form, sustenance, blessings, and direction as coming from God. A relationship where we walk in His intimate fellowship every moment of every day. We also saw the pain God must have felt when His beloved creation chose to walk away through disobedience, the sin of unbelief. But praise God that He loves us so much that He immediately began to teach us how to return to His presence. From the faithful sacrifice of Abel to the protection of Noah and his family, from the calling of Abraham to the law as given through Moses, from the message of repentance by the prophets to the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord, John 1 verse 23, and finally from the teaching and sacrifice of Jesus to the exhortation of the apostles. All these point to God calling His children back to the intimate relationship for which we were created. This first sin carried a punishment which still remains today. Just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned, Romans 5 verse 12. We are all born with an unbelieving heart which must be made clean, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3 verse 23. The real tragedy of the first sin is not that Adam and Eve were separated from God, but that we are all born into a condition of spiritual separation. But God wants us back today. Romans 5, verses 8 through 10. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? All of Scripture is written for the purpose of restoring the relationship which sin destroyed. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18. The message is clear: return to God. Believe He sent His Son Jesus to die as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of sin, and begin to walk in an intimate fellowship of obedience, which is consistent with that belief. God sent His Son to die so we could be restored. This is the heart of a loving Father, to call His children home. The enemy will try to deceive us into believing this relationship is no longer possible, but this is a lie. Jesus came to restore what the enemy destroyed, and His restoration is made complete by grace through faith. The pain of separation does not need to continue. Let's begin today to trust Him with all our heart and truly experience the joy of restoration. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.